Barista, waitress, car washer, babysitter. Those are the kinds of second jobs Head Start teachers need to make ends meet. And many of the centers in this federally funded preschool program cannot hire enough staff to keep all their classrooms open, all because teacher pay rates are so low. NPR's Corey Turner has this report.
When I went to Michigan this month to speak with Head Start teachers up and down the state, I heard a lot of this.
Between rent, food, bills, car, gas, I'm making it. You know, I'm just making it.
Savannah Klapek is 27 and in her first year as a lead Head Start teacher on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Last year, she says, she also worked at a coffee shop. In nearby Munising, veteran teacher Burl Davis says at 63, she too works a second job.
Sometimes two second jobs. Well, I waitress at the golf course and at a steakhouse.
And in Grand Rapids, Walter Tyler has been working in Head Start longer than Klapek has been alive.
Sure, we're getting ready to go outside and get off some of that energy. How you know?
The problem the Biden administration is trying to fix is that even after almost four decades in a Head Start classroom, Mr. Walter, as he's called, says he still makes about $20 an hour. Until recently, his second job was cleaning rental cars at the airport.
I was out there working with kids that I hadn't had in Head Start. And they would say, Mr. Walter. And I said, yeah, Mr. Walter. And I'm like, wow. I sat at the table teaching you, now I'm working side by side with you, cleaning cars.
Nearly one in five Head Start teachers quit last year, according to the Biden administration. And that's unlikely to change without a big pay raise. Because while Head Start's average salary is around $40,000, a preschool teacher based in a public school averages over $53,000.
We don't blame our staff for leaving.
Tommy Sheridan is with the National Head Start Association.
How many directors have come to me and said that they had staff coming into their office crying, saying, I don't want to leave Head Start, but I can make 20 grand more just by walking across the street or down the hall is obscene. Every corner of the country, we hear this constantly.
This staffing crisis really blew up after the pandemic.
It has been extremely difficult.
Madonna Princer runs the Head Start programs in Grand Rapids. And just last year, she says,
when we started in August, I needed 43 teaching staff. So we were talking, you know, over 20 classrooms not being able to open.
Princer says she has nearly 1,000 children on her wait list. And she's not alone. A few years ago, the Biden administration tried and failed to get a wage hike through Congress. So now it's trying something different. It's created a rule giving Head Start teachers a pay bump of as much as $10,000 per person. Princer in Grand Rapids says she likes the idea.
But it has to come with the investment.
See, the new rule doesn't come with new money. So program directors like Princer are being told they have to pay for it by permanently closing the classrooms that they temporarily closed when they couldn't find enough staff. In other words, cut seats to raise wages. Back on the Upper Peninsula, I ask first-year lead teacher Savannah Klapek what it says in so many places that Head Start staff can make just as much money flipping burgers or waiting tables.
Why it's not a priority, I don't know. I think that there is a push right now to make it a priority, but we're still, it's a long ways away.
Not long after we spoke, Klapek resigned. Corey Turner, NPR News, Michigan.